This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Are we in the Chipotle economy?
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Good morning. Today, the Commerce Department will tell us how the nation's retailers did last month. And the expectation is that sales probably slowed down a bit as consumers remained cautious. When it comes to individual retailers, some have been doing well this year, others not so well. But one has seen 7 consecutive quarters of double-digit earnings growth. There's something about it that seems to fit this economy just perfectly. I'm talking about Chipotle Mexican Grill, which operates more than 1,200 restaurants and opens a new one every few days. Steve Ells is the company's CEO, and he's with us now from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as we cover the global economy on this show, I've sort of come to the conclusion, whether you look at clothing stores or car sales or restaurant sales, that we're in what you might call the Chipotle economy, which is that people want to feel like they're paying McDonald's prices, but they're getting Chili's.
Well, I've always made the argument that just because we're serving fast food doesn't mean it has to be a typical fast food experience. I mean, we've elevated traditional fast food, and it's certainly not a luxurious Michelin 3-star experience, and that's not the intent. The intent is that we're providing ingredients that were really only available at high-end restaurants or gourmet grocery stores just a few years ago. We're making these kinds of ingredients available to everybody.
But I do want to mention that when you get one of those big juicy burritos at Chipotle, it typically has more than 1,000 calories in it. Are you trying to get that down in any way?
I don't know that I would say it typically has more than 1,000 calories. I think it can range. We have a lot of customers who come in and want to eat light.
But they're missing out on the sour cream and the guac there.
Well, what's great about Chipotle is you can create exactly what you want, not only for taste, but for diet also.
You got into some trouble about a year ago for employing some illegal immigrants. Now you have more than, I think, 25,000 employees in your restaurants.
I think 35,000 approximately now.
More than 35,000. How do you make sure that they are legal workers?
Well, so, you know, we've always followed the letter of the law when hiring and actually going beyond what was required. Unfortunately, the system's not perfect. And we found ourselves in this situation where we were being audited and some undocumented workers were found at Chipotle. Since then, we have started using what's called E-Verify, which is an extra level above and beyond that's not required, but that we're participating in to ensure that we have workers with proper documentation.
And it's obviously not just Chipotle, but do you think there's any way to ensure that all the workers are legal in the end, or will there always be some who are getting through the cracks there?
Well, it's tough to answer that. I mean, you know, whatever systems you have for anything, really, there are always going to be people who try to game the system. But I think that we're going above and beyond right now in 2 significant ways to ensure that we're complying with the immigration.
There's obviously a big taste for burgers all around the world, which is why McDonald's and Burger King have expanded worldwide. You are starting to expand in other countries, and I noticed that in London you're opening a few restaurants. Is the rest of the world ready for Mexican food?
You know, we just started European expansion, and we're going to focus on that for a while. But you also have to realize that our major growth opportunities are still in the United States, and that we're just seeding Europe right now. You know, Asia is certainly a possibility, but we don't have any definite plans for that right now.
Steve Ells is CEO of Chipotle. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in global trading this morning, up 0.8% in Hong Kong, up about 0.5% right now in Paris. The Eurozone reported this morning that its growth rate in the first quarter of the year was 0.0%, which is technically enough to keep the Eurozone out of recession for now. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 125 points to close at 12,695.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Shares of Facebook are expected to start trading on Friday in Silicon Valley's biggest ever initial public offering. The target price per share was just boosted from at least $28 to at least $34. Most of those initial shares will go to big investors with connections. But Marketplace's Bob Moon reports the rest of us do have a chance to get in on the ground floor, albeit a slight one.
Facebook is taking the unusual step of including online retail brokerage E-Trade to its list of underwriters. That and offerings from other retail brokerages will give their customers a shot at getting shares at the issue price. Even so, Southern California investment advisor Robert Pagliarini is skeptical.
You can put in a conditional order saying, I'd like to buy X number of shares. That doesn't guarantee that you're actually going to get those shares. It's a conditional order.
Brokers have posted terms to qualify for Facebook's IPO shares. E-Trade requires a 50-share minimum. Fidelity customers need $500,000 in brokerage account assets and at least 36 trades in the last year. What's a Facebook fan to do? Joe Mager is senior analyst at the Motley Fool Investors website.
You could go ahead and, you know, express to your broker that you'd like to try and get shares. Odds aren't that you probably won't get them.
Not to worry, says Pagliarini. Investors could learn a lesson from Google's IPO.
I mean, there was plenty of opportunity to buy into Google after the IPO and after the pop of Google. So you don't have to be in on day one.
In fact, he says investors might even be better off waiting out the euphoria. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally to Thiensville, Wisconsin, where there was an all-you-can-eat fish fry the other day, but it didn't quite live up to its billing for one 53-year-old man who was told after 12 pieces of fish that the restaurant had run out. He refused to pay his bill until the restaurant gave him 8 more pieces of fish to go. He returned a couple of days later, though, with a picket sign to protest the restaurant's business practices and was arrested for disorderly conduct. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.